everyone. Thanks for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Today, I want to discuss something that I think most of us can relate to at one time or another, and it's about times of pain. I don't know anyone that wants to raise their hand and say, "Hey, Heavenly Father, why don't you throw me a trial? Because things are just going way too smoothly right now, and I have some things I need to learn. So why don't you toss something really difficult my way?" I think most of the time, most of us are like, "Okay, things are going well. What can I do to keep them going really, really well?" Well, we may shudder and shrink up to think about something painful or difficult in our lives, but what if we changed our perspective a little bit and we instead thought about what the sadness and the trial and the pain could teach us and what we could learn from those situations? So I want to go through some of those situations maybe that you're experiencing currently in your life, or that you have experienced in the past, or maybe that you will experience in the future, or maybe something that somebody you know around you is going through. So the first one is a broken heart. Have you ever had your heart broken? It's horrible. It's painful. You feel like there's no light at the end of the tunnel. But maybe a broken heart could teach you to hear yourself clearly and what you want in a relationship, to evaluate what's good for you in a relationship and what you need in a relationship. Take those lessons of that broken heart and move them forward. And maybe those are the things that help you develop a really healthy, happy, lasting relationship in the future. The next one, a death of somebody that you love. Instead of just thinking about how awful it is, which when they passed away, which it is awful when somebody that you love dearly passes away, instead maybe think about memories and draw upon the hope and God's love and comfort that you'll be together with them again someday, and that you can look forward to that time when you're together again. The next one is maybe a loss of a job or a home or something that's completely out of your control. And I've gone through something like this along those lines, and it's awful. Oh my gosh, you feel like it's never going to end. And you're basically like wringing your hands and saying, "Why is this happening to me? Why this has nothing to do with me? Why is this happening? This is nothing that I did." But what if we're able to shift our focus a little bit and look back on that moment and know that this too shall pass. And when you get out of it and you're in a better place and you can look back, things are a lot more clear, and you can see that situation wasn't going to last forever, and that there were some good things that came out of it. And maybe it's that you're a much stronger person, and that you've learned how to deal with conflict and trials better moving forward. But it sure is difficult at the time. Okay, this next one is feeling stalled in your life. In times when you feel that things are just stopped and that you're dead in your tracks and you wonder where you're headed, or you're at a crossroads in your life and you think, "I have no idea where I'm supposed to go from here," there's something empowering about trusting God and your chances and opportunities that lie ahead, and thinking about potential prospects moving forward is empowering, and it's hopeful, and it makes you feel better about where your life is going, knowing that God has great things in store for you. And sometimes patience is required, or maybe a really difficult decision is required on our own for us to take that leap of faith and move in the direction that we're supposed to move. So Harold S. Kushner has this quote that is also talking about happiness, and it says, "You don't become happy by pursuing happiness. You become happy by living a life that means something." Thank you so much for joining us today. If you have any thoughts you'd like to share with us, we'd love to hear from you at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.